Tuesday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're learning. Where are we?
Nun
Aleph. Thank you. Nun Aleph Zion. Bracha Chrona. B'shiva minim nishtapcha Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is considered praiseworthy for seven fruit. It's not fruit, really, because the first two is wheat and barley. Seven types of produce. Shenemar b'chsev eretz chitos eretz gevnei nirinu eretz yishon advash. You can look at the Kaddish, you'll see the pasuk over there. Even though it's spelled wrong there, but okay.
What's spelled wrong?
No, there's two words in this pasuk spelled wrong also.
Oh, man. There's
Rimon and Saora.
They spelled it Mole over there?
Yeah. Ubasar hachiksiv eretz asher lo v'meiskunas tochol b'lechem. So it talks about then that you won't be poor and you'll have bread. And then it says, v'yochalto v'savoto v'irachto. So that's the juxtaposition of the psukim. It says a pasuk about the shivas haminim, and then it talks about bread, and then it says, v'yochalto v'savoto v'irachto. So v'kivit shebelechem avur b'torah v'yochalto v'savoto v'irachto. Bread of the five species of grain, it's called. That's how we know it. Shein chitu soira, wheat and barley. Kusmin shiboy leshul v'sheep bone, which the halacha recognizes as rye, oats, and spelt. Shein gamke nechlolim v'chitu soira. They're all considered types of wheat or types of barley. This is already in the Gemara, but Akoponim, we're covered by the five kinds of grain. You make a bread, you bench over it. Benching, Shalosh Brachos Shlemos, the three complete brachos, and Atova Ameitiv, Gam Bichos Atova Ameitiv, Shenisku Nachakach B'Yavne, we learned about that. Avokol Shein Alechem Gomor, if it's not bread, Elamine Mizonos, there's a way, either it has other ingredients also, or it just doesn't look like bread, it's like noodles, no tzuras hapas. So if you have something that's not bread, but is from the five types of grain, or wine or grapes, v'chein ala gefen, dainu yayin, wine, v'gamanovim, grapes, v'ilachim, v'yiveshim, even raisins, v'yudoylam, v'yiktanim, and the gamanov utainim v'rimonim, figs, pomegranates, the zaysim and olives, utmarim and dates, shein dvash omu b'toira, v'ishim emzod advash, that was very popular, date honey. Al kolelu on all of these species, so you end up with seven. Chitosoyer is two out of the seven, but they themselves are five, because they include the five types of grain. But in the head categories, not subcategories, it takes up two slots. Wheat and barley, right? Gefen, Tena, Verimon. So Gefen, that we now know, means grapes and wine. Tena is figs. Verimon is pomegranate. Eretz Shemen is olives. Udvash is dates. Right? That's Tamar. Levishim emzov advash. Al kolayim uvokam brach achreina. Brachas main shoulders. A special brach achreina that was instituted for them. A short version of Shmona Esrei. It has, like you recognize when you say it, oh, there's Hasonas Hakol. There's Hodah. There's Rachimna. There's Tova Meitiv. Like you see it all. Shukolah bekitza asholosh brachos. And I'm a Tova Meitiv. Shemabichos amosim. We say, Kato Hashem Tov Meitiv Lakol V'Noi De Lacha. So that's Tov Meitiv. That's Bichos and Tov Meitiv. Okay, the name of this bracha we know it as Alamichya, perhaps, but Alamichya is not just maybe the most common. But it's for grapes, Algefen, Okri Algefen, and a pomegranate, olives, or dates. It's Ala Eitz, Okri Eitz. B'bichos me'ein shalosh tifches, in this special bracha, me'ein shalosh, like echoing the benching, Shalacha mini mizonos poseach al amicha dal kalkala. The chayson v'noyde lechalaretz al amichya. Baruch Adonai Hashem alaretz al amichya. Al kalkala. Some don't say that. The Mishnah Berurah says not to say al kalkala. Al yayin poseach al gevim al priya gevim. The chayson al oris al priya gevim. Baruch Adonai Hashem alaretz al priya gevim or gevim. Yeah. Well, peiros poseach al eitz v'al priyo eitz. That means we mean a pomegranate or an olive or a grape. V'chayim al oritz v'al peiros. Baruch Hashem al oritz v'al peiros. Eretz Yisrael. Al afilu b'chutz l'oritz. Mochel mi peiros eretz Yisrael. It's not totally about your geographical location. It's talking about what you are eating. Oim al oritz v'al peiros seha.
Why did he say that by the grapes, by the wine?
I don't know. Achal meaning mizonos v'gam shosa yayin, so he doesn't make the two brachas. Kol shneim b'bracha achas. Puts it together. V'chein peres v'yayin lo filan oven v'yayin. You say ala eitz al priya eitz v'la gethem al priya gethem. Peres meaning mizonos, any combination. Afilu meaning mizonos v'yayin u'peres three. It's a big party. Kol shloshtam, and he makes the bracha with all three. And first comes al hamichya, the bracha, then al hagefen, and then al ha'etz.
You say separate, but if you
what?
If you ate it together. So
what do you mean?
Raisin bran.
So then you have
to make the raisins together.
So then you make al hamichya only.
That's it. Right.
And memeil al.
You don't add.
No. If you made a Bermanay Mazonos, then you're gonna make Allah Mikhil. And you should learn this bracha by heart. It gets very complicated. He says, gives you a good suggestion. Shabbos beyond the Rosh Chodesh Maskirin Bo Minyan Diyoma, Siftes says, we mention what today is. If Shochach below his gear ain machzirin also. What do you mean? You do. Shabbos, you do. Shabbos, you have to bench over.
We're not benching.
We're talking about it.
You
don't say it over. No, you don't say it over. You mean right. In Al-Hamichi, you don't say it over. Yesh lach me b'brachazu, k'mo b'b'chaz ha-mozon. You don't walk around, you don't make motions. You sit down, you concentrate. Wearing a jacket and hat. Okay, we'll stop here. Also, we're not learning tomorrow night. We'll learn Thursday night.